One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down.
True.
Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
I don't know it.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out. Can you handle the pressure?
This is 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Here's a quick reminder of how Joe from Barnsley played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, we welcomed Joe from Barnsley to the show. She battled through three rounds to bank £1,000. Now, with 485 heartbeats remaining, how much more can she bank before playing cash out?
All right, then, welcome back. Now, last time you were on the show, unfortunately, we ran out of time. Are you ready to go again?
I sure am.
Good stuff. Here's a reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played our final round of cash out. If you get a question wrong, we're going to deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits zero, it's game over. All right, let's see round four. It's identify, and this is how it works.
This is identify. You will see a list of eight answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the four options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit four answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
All right, Joe, so it's round four.
Yeah.
You've got 485 heartbeats remaining. It's a general knowledge round.
Yeah.
You need to find four correct answers within the statement. What's your thought process?
I just want to make sure that I've got enough heartbeats for me cash out.
Right.
I don't want to mess up with that one.
So you're thinking of cashing out with 485 so that you're confident enough that you can take your time during the cash out round?
Yes.
But with 485 heartbeats remaining to cash out, you know, there's an awful lot there.
Vernon, you're not making this easy for me.
I know, I'm not. All right, we're not going to play on for 2,500. You're going to cash out with £1,000.
I am.
All right, let's play cash out. Good luck. So, Joe, it's all come down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £1,000? Or will you run out of heartbeats and unfortunately leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £1,000, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate. And a wrong answer will still cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready and you've calmed yourself down, we'll step onto the plate.
True, false, play. In England, Frisbee was another name for the pre-decimal sixpence coin.
False.
Dry ice is the common name for carbon dioxide in solid form.
True.
The Ford Motor Company was founded in 1933.
False.
Turtles are reptiles.
False.
A somnambulist is someone who walks in their sleep.
True.
There are two US states that begin with the letter G.
True.
Published in 1894, The Jungle Book was written by Walt Disney.
False.
Venison is meat from a deer.
True.
TV show Frasier was a spin-off from Seinfeld.
True.
DJ David Guetta was born in France.
True.
Always Managing is the autobiography of Harry Redknapp.
True.
Bratislava is the capital city of Romania.
True.
There are more than 5,000 feet in a mile.
False.
The Solent separates the Isle of Wight from the mainland of England.
True.
A lactometer is an instrument for measuring the density of milk.
True.
Actress Elizabeth Taylor was born in England.
False.
Brandy is made from distilled wine.
False.
None of the Queen's grandchildren were born in the 21st century.
True.
The capital city, Cairo, is in Asia.
False.
Caffeine is an element on the periodic table.
False.
The island of Madagascar is a former French colony.
True.
The Four Noble Truths are doctrines of Buddhism.
False.
Take That's debut album was entitled... Oh.
Joel! Oh, my darling Joel! Oh. I told you right from the beginning, Joel, wrong answers. I'm going to knock you out on a thousand heartbeats. You got nine wrong.
I know.
It looked like there's a lot of guesswork as well, Joe.
There were.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Obviously not
considered
right.
I'm so sorry, Joe. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for being a great contestant.
Thank you.
Joe, everyone. So, who's next to play a thousand heartbeats? Please welcome Ryan from Birmingham. Ryan, welcome to A Thousand Heartbeats.
Thank you.
Great to have you with us. And what do you do for a living, Ryan?
At the moment, I'm working in Rochester as a supported accommodation worker, working with young homeless people.
OK, and how is that, working for a homeless charity?
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see people develop and go on to become independent.
OK, and what do you do to relax?
I'm a pretty lazy person. I like to laze about.
I love the fact you admitted that. Yeah. That's quality, Ryan. I'm pretty lazy. I just like to chill. Got a girlfriend?
I do. Well, fiancé now.
Fiancé?
Since last week. I don't like saying fiancé.
Really? How did you propose? What did you do?
I had some crazy heartburn at the time because we just had a big meal.
Right.
I took her to a hotel and spa. And then it was getting a bit too late on in the day to go outside because it was wet and dark. So I just decided to propose in the room. It's a nice room, it's good.
Where does the heartburn come into the equation?
Oh, because I had steak tartare and you put a load of Liam Perrins and capers in. And then I had some calf's liver.
Right.
I never had it before, but it was really nice.
And then you just thought, you know what, I've had calf's liver, I'm going to propose.
Yeah.
All right, so throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. And as it stands, it's 143 beats per minute. Yeah, it's quite high.
I know.
It's like a light jog in the park. But you'll be OK. Once we get the first round out of the way, Ryan, I promise you, it'll settle. Before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over.
Right.
One more thing, let me introduce you to our string quartet. There they are. They're going to be playing their music to the beat of your own heart. Don't let them distract you, Ryan. If heartburn was a piece of music, it would be that.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, Ryan, so the faster they play, it means the more you're panicked or your heart rate is racing. The slower they play, it means the more chance you'll get to complete the seven rounds. So try and keep your heart rate as low as possible.
OK.
All right, it's gone down a little bit, 131. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. Come on, Ryan. All right, Ryan, everyone starts with the same game, and that's contrast. This is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need seven correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
The first round is worth £250. Let's play contrast. All right, Ryan, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Harry Potter, The Lord of the Rings, play. The film series in which the game of Quidditch is played is...
Harry Potter.
A South African-born author wrote...
Lord of the Rings.
The Return of the King is the title for part of...
Lord of the Rings.
The term Muggle entered the Oxford English Dictionary after appearing in...
Harry Potter.
2003 saw the release of the final film of...
Lord of the Rings.
An OBE has been awarded to the author of...
Harry Potter.
The film series that has won the most Oscars is...
Lord of the Rings.
Yes, well done, Ryan. Come over. Excellent stuff.
Well done, pal.
Great gameplay.
Easy.
You are very calm and collected under pressure. You got no wrong answers. That's really, really good. And your heart rate peaked at 150. It's quite high. It's quite high. But you only used 112 heartbeats.
OK.
Which is good. Don't panic about that. Don't worry.
No, I won't.
Well done, Ryan. First round is done. So after round one, Ryan has banked £250 and he's got 888 heartbeats remaining. Will he gamble after the break?
Which character did Tony Hart introduce to children's TV in his series Take Heart? Pingu or Morph? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, which character did Tony Hart introduce to children's TV in his series Take Heart? The answer is Morph. Before the break, Ryan from Birmingham answered every question correctly in contrast, but his high heart rate used up valuable heartbeats. Can he calm down and go on to bank big money?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Ryan, are you ready to see your next round?
Yes.
Good man. All right. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So it's round two, Ryan. You've got 888 heartbeats remaining. It's an awful lot. You used very few in your first round. If you can keep like that throughout the rest of the rounds, hopefully we'll get towards 25 grand.
Yeah.
So well done. Good stuff. Are you going to play on for 500 or cash out with 250?
I'm going to play on.
All right. Good luck, Ryan. Let's play Unravel. All right, Ryan, you need to unravel six words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Circle. Original. Welcome. Hospital. People. Newspaper.
Yeah! Come on, Ryan. Well done. That was fab. Really quick. No wrong answers. That was awesome. Awesome stuff. Do you read a lot of books at home when you're lazing around?
Not really.
No?
No.
That was good. Wordplay's really good. What did you get in your English exams?
It was a while ago.
Was it? Can't remember?
No.
Was it better than a C?
I'm going to say yes for future job opportunities.
No. We're on telly. Bump it up so you got an A. What did you get for English?
A star.
Excellent stuff. Well done. You can tell because your mental word association games are awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well done, Ryan. Brilliant stuff. You only used 90 heartbeats.
Oh, really?
Only used 90 heartbeats and you got no wrong answers. All right, Ryan, let's keep this momentum going. Let's take a look at your next round. It's Assemble.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Ryan, it's round three. You've got 798 heartbeats remaining. So far, you've only used 101 heartbeats for each round, which is really good. Really, really good. You've got a great chance of banking some serious cash. The next round is for £1,000. Do you want to play on for £1,000 or cash out?
I've got to play on, haven't I?
Of course you have. Yes, you have. I wouldn't let you cash out.
No.
I would put you on the plate myself, Ryan, if you said I want to cash out. All right, let's play Assemble. Good. All right, Ryan, you need to find five missing pieces. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Boris Johnson. Play.
Oh, this is tricky, eh? Three. That has got to be 12. 12. Eight. Eleven. One. Seven. Five.
Yes, well done, Ryan. Well done, Ryan. Awesome stuff. One wrong, you only use 137.
Right.
137. Really good going for that round. Quite tricky with the hairlines, especially Boris's hairline. No. Goodness gracious me, his hair's all over the place.
Exactly.
And his collars and his tie. All right, well done, Ryan. That's good. Really good going so far. You've banked £1,000. You've got 661 left. All right, let's see round four. It's deduction, and this is how it works.
This is deduction. You'll see seven answer options. You'll then be given a statement to which you must simply select the correct answer. To complete deduction, you must answer four questions. Do this before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round four, you've got 661 heartbeats remaining. So far, you're using very few heartbeats per round. Going great guns right now, Ryan.
Yeah.
Now, you did say at the top of the show that you're quite lazy, quite laid back. Yeah. You seem quite lazy and quite laid back right now, but it's working.
It usually does.
Yeah, good stuff. Does it not wind your missus up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Sorry. Well, do you know what? It'll stop winding her up if your demeanour wins you a lot of money on this show.
Yeah.
So, are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out with 1,000?
I've got to go on.
All right, good man, Ryan. Let's do it. Let's play a deduction. Good man. All right, Ryan, you need to give four, just four correct answers. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Homeland, The Walking Dead, Dexter, True Blood, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Mad Men. Stars John Hamm as Don Draper. Play.
I don't know. Homeland. Breaking Bad. Game of Thrones. Oh, what?
Oh! Oh, Ryan.
I don't know it.
Oh, we know you don't know it. You got it wrong three times.
No.
75 heartbeats that cost you.
Don't need them.
Stars John Hamm as Don Draper. Mad Men are at the advertising industry. So what we're going to do is we're going to clear the question, be a brand new topic, and then we'll start again.
OK.
It has cost you 50 heartbeats, though.
Yeah.
So now you'll have 481. All right, let's play a deduction. All right, Ryan, if you're ready, step onto the plate.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo,
colours.
Violet.
Boom.
Title of a 2000 UK top 10 single by Coldplay. Play.
Yellow.
The name of one of actor Ben Affleck's children.
Children? Indigo. Violet.
The colour of the middle stripe on the national flag of Germany.
Red.
The colour chartreuse is a shade of this.
Green.
Yes! Really good. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. So, in that round, you stepped off the plate, and in total, you used 295 heartbeats. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot. Your heart rate peaked at 145.
Oof.
Yeah, so getting a little bit panicked. Is that because you're feeling the pressure at all?
Feeling a bit of pressure, Vernon.
It's not like you, though, is it?
No.
All right, so you've banked £2,500. You've got 366 left. So, after round four, What will he do? Will he cash out with £2,500 or will he go on for £5,000? Find out after the break.
Both of these bands have had hit singles entitled Heartbeat, which reached higher in the UK chart. Scouting for Girls or Shawaddy Waddy? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, both of these bands have had hit singles entitled Heartbeat, which reached higher in the UK chart. The answer is Shawaddy Waddy. Before the break, Ryan from Birmingham banked £2,500 after playing four rounds. With 366 heartbeats remaining, he has a tricky decision. Will he cash out or play on for £5,000?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Ryan, are you ready to see your next round?
Yes.
Good man. It's Pinpoint, is how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear three grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So round five and you've got 366 heartbeats remaining.
Yeah.
It's mathematics, Pinpoint.
Ooh, sounds good.
Are you going to play it, though?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Have you made your decision?
Yeah.
Not very good at maths?
Terrible.
Well, it's interesting because you said earlier on that you got an A star in your English. What did you get in your maths?
A star.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, a while back.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to play on for £5,000 or you're going to cash out for £2,500?
I'm going to cash out because of the amount of beats that I've got and stuff like that. And I'm not greedy. That's a lot of money.
It is. All right, Ryan, you made it through four rounds. You've banked £2,500. Let's play a cash out. So, Ryan, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate. And as always, every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. So when you're ready, good luck for £2,500, Ryan. Please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Arborio is a type of rice.
True.
In the UK, you can legally buy fireworks at the age of 16.
False.
The Russian city of St. Petersburg used to be known as Stalingrad.
True.
The phalanges are bones in the human body.
True.
Houston, we have a problem is a line spoken in the film Apollo 13.
True.
Podgorica is the capital city of Montenegro.
False.
Oh. Musician David Bowie released the album Aladdin Sane.
True.
The international three-letter code for London Heathrow Airport is HRW.
True.
Author Rudyard Kipling was born in India.
True.
A sommelier is an expert on the First World War.
False.
Jane Austen wrote the classic novel, Jane Eyre.
True.
L. Ron Hubbard was the founder of Mormonism.
True.
Cricketer Freddie Flintoff has the actual first name, Francis.
True.
Google was founded in 1989.
False.
Sonic the Hedgehog first appeared in Sega video
True.
Games. Marty McFly is a character from the Back to the Future film
True.
Trilogy. Fe is the chemical symbol for iron.
False.
Oh, Ryan! Oh, Fe is iron. Ryan, can't believe it. Unlucky, my friend. You played such a good game. You were so cool and calm under pressure. I'm just gutted for you that you couldn't cash out and take some money home.
Yeah.
Commiserations. You made it to cash out, but you used up all of your 1,000 heartbeats. I'm really sorry. Thank you for playing. It's been great having you on the show. Fantastic character.
It was good. Cheers.
Good man. All right, thank you, Ryan. All the best. Who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Well, let's welcome Audrey from Dundee. Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
Hi, Audrey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Audrey, what do you do for a living?
I'm a sales executive for the payments industry.
Oh, OK, so you work in the financial sector?
Yes, yes.
Now, anything to do with money must be stressful. How do you find your day-to-day life at work?
Off the Richter scale.
Oh, really? So, 1,000 Heartbeats, is this a good show for you to be on?
Well, it's a walk in the park, I think, compared to my job.
All right, good. So, come Friday evening, when you're down tools, how do you relax? What do you do?
Well, if any of my friends are up for it, I like to go clubbing, but I'm getting a wee bit too old for that now, I think.
You're never too old to go clubbing, Audrey.
Well, compared to the people that go to the clubs now, you know.
It's all about experience.
I'm still dancing like that.
Dad dancing or mum dancing. Are you excited to be playing 1,000 Heartbeats? Do you think you've got what it takes to control yourself?
Well, throwing you into the mix isn't going to help me.
Good luck, Audrey.
Thank you.
We're all behind you.
Thanks.
All right, fingers crossed. So, throughout the game, we'll be monitoring your heartbeat. Let's take a look at it right now. It's 129. Audrey, that's pretty high. You need to relax, Audrey, all right?
What?
Just relax.
Oh, my God. Did he touch me then?
I touched you, yeah. just relax. It's gone off a little bit more. It's now gone up to 150, Audrey.
Oh, has not. You're taking
it. No, it's true. What? Calm down. That's not a good thing on 1,000 Heartbeats because, obviously, the quicker your heart rate, the faster your time is going to deteriorate. So you need to calm yourself down. You're doing a good job. It's gone down to 127.
That's brilliant.
Right, so deep breaths. So before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 Heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Are you ready, Audrey?
I'm ready.
Let's try and bring some cash. Let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. All right, then. Everyone starts their game right here. With the same opening round, it's called Contrast. This is how it works.
This is Contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. Myself and the whole of Dundee, Audrey, wish you all the very best of luck. Are you ready?
Thank you. Yes.
Let's play Contrast. Audrey, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
The Queen, Prince Philip, play, was born on the Greek island of Corfu.
Prince Philip.
Appeared alongside James Bond in the London 2012 Olympic opening ceremony.
The Queen.
Celebrated their 93rd birthday in 2014.
Prince Philip.
Is the 40th monarch since William the Conqueror.
The Queen.
Was a member of the Sea Ranger Youth Organisation in 1943.
Prince Philip.
Was given a dog called Susan as an 18th birthday present.
The Queen.
Officially opened the Field of Remembrance at Westminster Abbey in 2012.
Prince Philip.
Had the childhood nickname Lilibet.
The Queen.
Stop the heartbeat! Come over, Audrey. Come on. Well done. Well done indeed. Well done indeed. Now, I can tell you that that's the fastest our string quartet have ever played in their lives. Your heart rate was going at 161. But you used a total of 192, which is not bad. You've got 808 heartbeats remaining. How do you feel?
All all right.
Yeah?
Bring it on.
All right, good girl. That's what we like, Audrey, fighting spirit. It's all well and good bringing it on, but you've got to calm your heart rate down because it was going like the clappers.
Stop right. looking at me then.
All right, I'll look at the floor, Audrey, when I talk to you, and it, hopefully it'll calm you down. So, after round one, Audrey has banked £250. Let's have a look at round two. It's reorder, and this is what you've got to do.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So, Audrey, round two, reorder. I guess it depends on the topic.
It does.
So what topics would you be looking for and which ones do you not want at all?
History. And that's probably what's going to happen.
No, it's not. Calm yourself down. Don't get too excited because apparently when you belly laugh, your heart rate increases by 20%.
Right.
So try and be miserable. All right, calm yourself. Right, so round two, reorder. You've got 808 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £500 or would you like to cash out for £250?
Let's play on.
Good girl, let's play on. All right, Audrey, let's play. Reorder. Audrey, you need to reorder six answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Gavin and Stacey, Absolutely Fabulous, The Vicar of Dibley, Only Fools and Horses, Fawlty Towers, The Office. British sitcoms, date they were first broadcast, earliest to latest. Play.
Only Fools and Horses. Fawlty Towers. Only Fools and Horses. Vicar of Dibley. Absolutely Fabulous. The Vicar of Dibley. The Office. Gavin and Stacey.
Stop the heartbeat! Come on, Audrey, come on over. Well done, well done. Now, we talked earlier on about you being happy-go-lucky. Oh. It's obvious that you liked your comedies.
Oh, The Office is my favourite.
Well, it's a good job it was up there. Well done, Audrey, you did really well. But once
Thank
again,
you.
Your heart rate is going like the clappers. It is racing like nobody's business. It really is.
What about up to now?
Well, it peaked at 157. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. But it's all right. You got a couple of wrong answers. How are you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm feeling quite good.
Yeah.
Although the heartbeat's no sin, so...
I know. Well, you know, when your heartbeat is racing, it means you're having a good time.
Yeah.
And I think we're having a good time.
We are.
Yeah, definitely, because you've banked some more cash, so well done. After round two, Audrey has banked £500 and has got 647 heartbeats remaining. Let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble. This is how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the five correct missing pieces from the 12 options. Finish assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, round three, Audrey. Assemble. Pretty much like a jigsaw.
OK.
How are you feeling?
Composed, I think.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, well, you stay composed. Try not to get your heart rate racing, because in gameplay, it really does peak. And even now at rest, you know, it's 119, it'll go up a little bit and it'll come down. So try and calm down. Because in round one, you used 192 heartbeats. And in round two, you used 161.
But better.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's round three, you've got 647 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out for £500?
Play on.
All right, Audrey, let's play. Assemble. You need to find five missing pieces, Audrey. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Will I Am. Play.
Five. 11. Six. 10. One. 12. Four. Eight.
Yes, on the heartbeat. Good girl, Audrey. Yeah. Well done.
That was good.
It was fabulous. You got 473 heartbeats remaining, just under halfway. We're doing all right.
What are?
We're doing all right. You got three wrong, so that means we deducted 75 heartbeats. You seemed a lot more composed.
I was.
Are you in the swing of things now?
Surprising myself.
No, good. Good. That's what we're here for. It's a personal challenge. But also, there's a lot of money available, so let's try and bank some big, serious amounts of cash. We're doing really, really well. So your peak there was 144.
It's good.
It's getting less.
It is.
Every time we play, your heart rate peak is getting less. That's a good sign. So after round three, Audrey has banked £1,000 and has 473 heartbeats remaining. Join us after the break to find out how far those heartbeats will carry her up our money ladder.
What is the Spanish word for heart? Corazón or panza? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, what is the Spanish word for heart? The answer is corazón. Before the break, Audrey from Dundee banked £1,000 after playing three rounds. Wrong answers have cost her vital heartbeats. Can she cut these out and go on to win big money?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. We're with Audrey. Now, Audrey, are you ready for us to reveal your next round?
I sure am.
Right, good girl. Let's take a look.
This is Identify. To complete the round, you must correctly identify the four options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit four answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So, that's the game. Are you going to play on for £2,500 or are you going to cash out for £1,000? Before you make that decision, have you got any ideas about what you want to spend your winnings on?
Yes, there's a few things.
Well, you're going to need a lot more money than £1,000 if you've got a few things lined up, Audrey, let's be honest.
I know, and one of them's a car, so that's right out the window.
Good grief.
I'd like to go on a makeup course and do professional makeup.
It's stark contrast from what you're doing now, working in the financial sector.
Oh, definitely, yeah. A wee bit more relaxing anyway.
Well, this is where we're at. You've got 473 heartbeats remaining. As we've talked about already, your heart rate peak is decreasing every time we play a round. The next round is worth £2,500. What do you want to do? Do you want to cash out for £1,000 or play on for £2,500?
We've got to play on.
Good girl. All right, we're going to play on. Let's play Identify. Good luck, Audrey. So, Audrey, you need to find four correct answers. If you're ready, in your own time, deep breath, please step onto the plate.
Gold, red, green, black, silver, pink, blue, brown. Colours on an Olympic archery target. Play.
Red, green, black, blue.
Oh, three.
Red, green, black, gold. Red, green, black, silver. Red, green, black, brown. Black, green, gold, silver. Step off.
Audrey, you stepped off the plate. Cost you 50 heartbeats. Any idea now what the answer could be?
I could have swore it was red, green, black, maybe blue. I thought I had the red, green, black.
Yeah, I thought that as well. Well, let's have a look. Let's have a reveal. The actual four answers we were looking for were gold, red, black, blue. Cost you 50 heartbeats. We're going to take that from the total as it stands, 2-2-2. So that's 172 remaining. Never mind, forget that. It's gone. It's in the past. But when the next question comes up, you only need to find two more answers.
Good.
All right, so hopefully that will leave you with enough heartbeats. We'll bank some money, then we can cash out, fingers crossed, in the next round. How are you feeling? Composed?
Yeah.
I don't know who's more nervous, me or you. I'll be honest with you. All right, let's go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play Identify. Good luck, Audrey. If you're ready, Audrey, please step onto the plate.
Anteater, manatee, salamander, platypus, toad, octopus, tortoise, armadillo, mammals. Play.
Armadillo, platypus.
Yes! Woo-hoo! Excellent stuff. Wow. Oh, wow. Well done, Audrey. So pleased for you. That was miles better than the previous question.
Oh, jeezy peeps.
Oh, 143 heartbeats remaining.
Oh.
It's not an awful lot. It's not an awful lot, but you have just banked yourself £2,500. I can tell you that during that round, you used a total of 330 heartbeats, including the step-off. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's an awful lot.
Uh-huh.
So now you've really got to compose yourself. You've really got to collect yourself, Audrey, because we need your heart rate to come down as low as possible without passing out. All right? So let's reveal round five. It's keep-up. Here's how it works.
This is keep-up. You'll see a number and mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer three sequences, a total of 24 sums. Finish keep up before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So round five, Audrey, and you've got 143 heartbeats remaining. So I think, in a way, you've backed yourself into a corner. I am going to ask you, are you going to play on for £5,000 or are you going to cash out for £2,500?
I think I'm going to have to cash out. I think that's the most sensible thing.
And also, you'll be able to buy some of the stuff on your list.
I'm happy with a night out.
Wow, blimey, Audrey, that's a heck of a night out. £2,500 behind the bar.
I know. It'll be good.
All right. So, Audrey's decided to cash out. She's got 143 heartbeats to win £2,500. Let's play cash out. Come on. All right, here we go, Audrey. It all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500, or will your heartbeats run out, which will mean you'll leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate, but any wrong answers will cost you 25 heartbeats.
Yeah.
So it's imperative that you get right answers, Audrey, because you've only got 143 heartbeats.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You can do this, Audrey.
I can do it.
You've been a great contestant. Audrey, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Kenny Dalglish played for Liverpool Football Club.
True.
The French guards are responsible for the safety of the Pope.
True.
Germanium is an element of the periodic table.
True.
Bill Gates co-founded Microsoft.
True.
In the 2003 film Finding Nemo, Ellen DeGeneres provided the voice for Dory. British Honduras is a former name of the country Panama.
False. false.
The Battle of Hastings took place in 1066.
True.
Yes!
I'll be honest with you, Audrey. I will be honest with you. I was panicking more than you, though. Audrey, that was fab. Double high fives.
Woo-hoo!
You've won £2,500.
Yes.
Amazing.
No beans on toast this week.
No. Audrey, that was ace. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You had 22 heartbeats remaining. That is unbelievable. Well done.
Thank you.
Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round 4, where you cashed out and won £2,500.
Wow.
I'm so happy for you. You've been a fab contestant. Well done, Audrey. Thank you for playing 1,000 Heartbeats. You've been a great contestant.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Audrey. Join us again when another contestant will face the pressure of 1,000 Heartbeats. We'll see you then.